I want to talk to you today about God opening my eyes to see. God opened my eyes to see. Church, Jesus is a way maker. He's a miracle worker. He's a promise keeper. He's the light in the darkness. Anybody on fire yet? Jesus is the way maker. He's a miracle worker. He's the promise keeper. He's the light in your darkness. That right there ought to fire us all up. We all need to be turning this place upside down. We'll sing about it, but what will we do when it really happens? Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? But to be honest, church, some of us wouldn't serve a God like that. How do I know? Because some of us aren't serving. Church, how are we responding to the work God has called us? And how do we respond to the work that God has already done in our lives? That's a legitimate question. But you don't have to answer out loud. Because sometimes the answer is, I'm too busy to serve. I've got too many obligations to give. And I've got so much on my schedule that I'm unable to come to church regularly to hear the word of God. But I'm telling everybody that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What glory would God get out of that? The good news, CCA, is that's who we used to be, but we're not that person anymore. We know 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Somebody ought to get that in their spirit. When you get that in your spirit, you won't be acting the old way still. The devil couldn't steal you. He couldn't kill you. And God didn't let him destroy you in 2019. It's now 2020. And church, we are not who we used to be. You are ready to go higher. You are ready to go further. And you are ready to be closer to God now than you ever been before. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Somebody ought to be saying amen. Hallelujah. Through everything that God brought against you and threw against you in 2019, you still made it out. And some of us are still in the process, but God is bringing you out just like pure gold. Hallelujah. Through some of the worst situations and circumstances, God was strengthening you through his spirit in the inner man. Paul said it like this in Ephesians 3, 14 through 19. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth was named. Some of us don't know who named us because we answer to anything. That he would grant you according to his riches and glory. Here it is right here. To be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. But that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints. See, the problem is that we ain't hanging out with the saints. How you gonna be able to comprehend with the saints if you spending all your time with the world? What is grounded in love, that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, and depth, and height, And oh God, hear this right here. To know the love of Christ. See, we're always talking about we have the love of God. We're giving folks the love of God. But see, some of us missing it. The love of Christ which passes knowledge. What are you teaching? What are you preaching? What are people getting from you? The Bible says that the love of Christ which passes knowledge. See, we love God, but we don't love him enough to allow him to pass us knowledge. That's why we so messed up in some cases. Because we don't love Christ enough to get in close enough, spend time enough, come to church enough for him to pass knowledge. But it passes knowledge that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. See, people come into church looking for power, which you got power on the bus. You got the power of God, the fullness of God in the grocery store. That's what Pastor Paul has been teaching us. You are the church. The church ain't this building. You are the church. You are the church. You are the church. The power is wherever you show up. To know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. I don't know about you, church, but I want the fullness. But the fullness is not going to come till the love of Christ passes me the knowledge that I need to know. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. And it says that faith is the only thing that pleases God. And the only reason that your faith is small is because you've not had enough word. How do we come by faith? Faith comes by the word of God. Church, in 2019, I know it was not easy. It didn't feel good. Sometimes you don't even know what you were going to do. You may have even said, why me and why now? But it was all for the glory of God to strengthen you in the inner man. Anybody with me? Because that's where all of your strength comes from him. What am I saying? That's when all of your strength comes from him, and you have denied all efforts of your flesh to intervene in your own power. You let the Holy Ghost have full control, and we definitely need more control than the church. Somebody ought to say amen. Because there's an order in the church. You're looking for power. God is looking for order. You can't just do and say what you want to say because you feel like it. There is order. If you want to see the anointing, you need to come under submission. You're looking for something that we don't even deserve. God ain't going to show up with us in confusion because he don't want nobody to come in here and think that's how he is. Because we are Christ in the church. So how we act is how people see the church. They always got something negative to say because sometimes the negativeness is what they see in us. You ain't got to say amen. But in Isaiah 54:17, it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the saints of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. This is the heritage of the saints of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. The weapon was formed by the enemy, but it did not prosper. And every tongue that rose up against you in condemnation was condemned. Church, what am I saying? Every bad word spoken against you did not come to pass. And every corrupt communication about you did not happen. That's because you are the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is your heritage. Nobody can take it. You can't buy it. God gives it to us. But in 2 Timothy 2:3, it says, you therefore must endure. When he says endure, he's saying, you must share. There's a portion that you must share in this church as we endure. Everybody got to carry a part of the cross in here. Ain't no one person carrying it all by themselves. Unless, well, some of us may think that. But you must therefore endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And no one engaged in warfare entangles themselves with the affairs of this life. So why are we caught up into so many things here that ain't got nothing to do with the Lord? That he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Church, who enlisted you? And if Jesus enlisted you, why are you entangling yourselves with the affairs of this world? CCA, God is building his church. And that church is not this building, but the church of the Holy Ghost in us. Before God builds any material structure of any real magnitude, he's going to have already built a bigger structure in you. Somebody ought to get that in their spirit. Stop looking for a building and start looking for the Holy Ghost to come up in you. Church, this is called maintaining your life in God through Jesus Christ according to Scripture. CCA, we are building ourselves up in faith. Are we praying in the Holy Spirit? And are we staying in the love of God, looking to receive his mercy in our lives each day? In Ephesians 6:18, it said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Are we praying harder for ourselves in our own situations than we are praying for the needs of others? And are we remembering it at all to pray for the saints? In 1 Corinthians 3, 8 through 10, it says, now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one may receive his own reward according to his labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field and you are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. Everything he's laid according to the grace of God, which was spoken to him. And another built on it. But let each one take heed, he builds on the same thing. 1 Corinthians 3, 6 and 7 says, I planted, Apollos water, but God gave the increase. So neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. God and God alone gives the increase. Some of y'all need to hear that. You ain't increased nothing. You can't increase nothing. God and God alone gives the increase. But we all are to work diligently in the work of the ministry, planting and watering so that God has something to water. He has something to increase. What are you doing in your life so God has something to increase? I'm not just talking about your blessing. I'm talking about what work are you involved in that God can increase for the kingdom. There are no big I's and small U's in this work. It's all for the glory of God. And we are working together with one vision, under one mind, completing the work of the Lord. God is leading us through his son, Jesus Christ, the head of the church. And Jesus is leading us through our pastor, Pastor Paul Nicholas. Don't get it twisted, church. There are so many pastors that have come under the attack of the enemy that has recently near died because of the degree of the attack of the enemy against their life. But for the glory of God, in most of those cases, the fight was on and is still on. The enemy is attacking the head of everything that God has created and that is working for the kingdom of God. He started with Christ. And now he has begun to attack the pastors of the church. Are you praying for our pastor? And are you still being faithful in the work of God's ministry? I don't hear nothing right there. God's ministry is the souls of the people. What are you involved in that's uplifting and encouraging the work of the people? And are we fighting the good fight of faith, standing and having to done all, continuing to stand? Paul speaking to Timothy in 2 Corinthians 2, reading at verse 1, he told him, be strong in the grace. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who may be able to teach others also. The enemy began to attack against the faithful men who are charged with committing the word of God to others that are faithful. All to stop those who would be able to teach others. Are we praying, church? Any real voice or man of God preaching the good news of the kingdom of God with any power, conviction, and authority has come under attack. Or they had just come out of attack, or they still fighting the enemy in an attack. Church, I know in 2020 some of us are expecting God to give us a new house, a new car, a new job, a new house, or some other grand material thing. But church, I'm sorry to tell you, but not me. I want God to send the Holy Ghost in this house like never before. I want cussing people to walk through these doors, the Holy Spirit fall on them, and they begin to speak in new tongues. I want the sick, the deceased, the infirm to come through these doors, and the Holy Spirit moves and heals them instantly. I want the brokenhearted, the afflicted, the unbelieving to come through these doors and be delivered by the power of the Almighty God. Anybody with me in this place? I believe in God that each and every one of you come under the power of the Holy Ghost, laying hands on the sick, and they immediately recover, speaking to demons to cast them out of God's people, setting captives free, and breaking chains on the enemy in the lives of people, speaking to mountains and seeing them move, all by the power of God running through you. CCA, God have given us the keys and the authority. We are the church, and the gates of Hades cannot prevail against us. Jesus tells us in Matthew 16 and 19, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosened in heaven. We are the church. Is anyone binding and loosening? And what are we binding? And who are we loosening, church? In Hebrews 10 and 24, it says, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. If you're stirring up love, the love of Christ, it ought to be, the scripture said, it's passing knowledge. Somebody ought to be getting something and from what you're stirring up, and that's not confusion. We should not be stirring up confusion. We should be stirring up the love of God and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as in the manner of some. See, some ain't going to assemble themselves because they got too much to do. But the Bible says, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. What are we doing, church? The day of the Lord is soon approaching, and we are closer now than we've ever been before. Are you stirring up one another, or are we forsaking coming together? You might be mighty in prayer alone, but you would be mightier with someone joining in with you. The Bible says that one will cause 1,000 to flight, meaning demonic spirits, but two causes 10,000 to flight. Church, do you have any idea how much power we have when we come together? God is saying we must come together, and together being of the same mind, we are mighty for God. Anointed by Holy Spirit. And church, we are an indestructible force for the kingdom of God. Anybody ready to be used by God? In Isaiah 30:13-14, it reads this, and then I'm done. Therefore, this iniquity shall be with you like a breach ready to fall, a bulge in an high well, whose breaking comes suddenly in an instant, and he shall break it like the breaking of the potter's vessel, which is broken in pieces. He shall not spare. So there shall not be found among its fragments a shard, which is a piece of pottery, to take fire from the hearth or take water from the cistern. God, brothers and sisters, I just came here today to tell you that God has broken some things off of your life that held you back. And all the things that God has broken off of you, he didn't break it off of you just for you to be okay. He broke it off of you so that you can work. And he's broken some things off of you today just by you being here in the assembly with that power. Because if one would cause 1,000 and two has caused 10,000, if you count the heads in here, just think about what has left this place when we come together. Church, you got to have faith. Faith is what it takes to believe. Can I get a tissue? The Holy Spirit was telling me, church, that last year, and I need to get out of here, a lot of us trusted God, but we didn't have faith. Give me a minute. Let me get these glasses on so I can see. But what am I saying, church? I'm saying you trusted God. Just like you trust that chair. You trust it from the last time. Because the time you sat in it before, it didn't move. So you trusted it. But when you have faith, it doesn't matter what that happened the last time. Your faith is in the person who said it. And because God said it, and your faith is in him, it's not in what he did the last time. He may have not done it the last time because you didn't deserve it. Or he didn't do it the last time because had he done it, it would have messed you up. But we didn't know that because we weren't praying in the spirit. We was praying out of our natural. So we was praying for what we wanted according to our flesh. But when you pray in the spirit, your spirit groans to God. You don't even understand what you're asking, but you can't ask out of your flesh. You can only ask out of the spirit to the God spirit. So this year, church, you need to be in faith. God has did everything he's did in your life to get you to a point to have faith and not trust. Because when you have faith, faith activates the word. If you don't have faith, you can't activate what you hear. But church, all that you went through brought you to a point where you would have faith. And faith in the word, when you speak it, becomes life. It manifested. So all the while the pastor's not been here, God has been preparing us. Church, God has been speaking to him. He's been pouring into me. You looking at me on fire. Them little short messages that he's been pouring into me has fired me enough to fire you up. So that when he comes back, we can write the vision down and be ready to run. It's time out for walking, church. We've been walking long enough. It's time that we run with the vision. With all the things that God has broken off of you, some things have fell off today. because you can't use them where you're going. All that is part of your testimony. God did it all for His glory. So when you go someplace, they shouldn't be looking for God. God is in you. When you show up, God show up. When you show up, Pastor Paul is showing up. When I show up, Brother Teasley is showing up. Because God is in him, he's touching me, and God is all over this place. It's enough God in here to break everything in here. The devil took off a long time ago. Church, are you ready? Because God is getting ready to do something. I'm going to ask you a question. If you have never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ publicly, and I don't want you to bow your head because this ain't a privacy thing. If you can't accept the Lord publicly, he ain't even in your heart if you accept him. And that's how we start out. God got to be in your heart. If you wanted to accept the Lord into your heart today, to receive, see, your light ain't even going to come on until you receive him. So if you'll receive the Lord today, I'm going to ask that you stand to your feet. If that's you today and you want God to come into your heart and he's not already there, or he's not been there and you walked him out, or choked him out, as we should say. Y'all know the new thing, choking somebody out. Some of us have choked the Holy Ghost out. So he can't say a thing through you, and he can't do a thing to you. But I'm going to leave that one alone. But church, all I want to say is, if you're here today and you're ready to work for God, you're ready for God to begin to do some things in your life like never before, you ready to go higher, you want to go deeper, you want to be stronger than you've ever been before, I'm going to ask that you stand to your feet, because God is getting ready to do something in this place, church. He's going to do it today, because God wants us to be ready, because the pastor is soon to be returning. And when he gets back, church, we got to be ready. We got to be through playing games, and we got to be through with this foolishness. We got to be uplifting one another, praying for one another. When somebody comes to you with something negative about somebody else, you need to tell them to go about their business. Don't stay here. I'm looking for saints. I'm not looking for nobody tearing nobody down. I'm looking for somebody that'll lift somebody up. If you ain't trying to preach the gospel, if you ain't trying to hear the gospel, you done stopped someplace that you shouldn't be. But if you're ready to work, church, I'm going to pray that the power of God set down in this place. And everything that you've been going through that's caused you to be distracted, everything that's been causing you to not be able to work or to move, we're going to bind it today in the name of Jesus, and we're going to loosen healing in this place. And we're going to believe God because we are the people of faith. If ain't nobody got faith, there's faith in this church. And when my faith touched your faith, when one or two together touch and agree, oh my God, you think about the power in this place. There's so much power. Indestructible power in this place. I'm ready. I'm ready. Are you ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, you are looking at a people who are ready. People who are ready to lay aside every weight and sin that so easily entangles them, God, because we are ready to run. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, even now, that you would break every chain, destroy every work, that you would break down the scheme and the enemy in any family to thwart the work of God in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind that work in the name of Jesus. We loosen now the Holy Ghost to go to our homes, to the members of our family. Go every place where we stand, God. Give us the authority to speak and cast out demons. Give us the authority to speak to mountains. And they have no choice but to move. Because that's our heritage as the saints of God. No weapon formed against you will prosper. And every word that is lifted up and rises up against you in judgment. I don't care what they say. I don't care who you used to be. You are a child of God today. And you're walking in the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. So Father, in Jesus' name, we lift our heart in this place, God, to you. And Father, where you sat down, let nothing that's like you not stand anymore. In the name of Jesus, Father, fire us up and get us ready for the new work, God, that you're doing in us according to your word. If it ain't in your word, God, it ain't in us. And if it ain't in your word, they can't tell us. We bind every bad report of every doctor in the name of Jesus. Father, we curse where it came from in the name of Jesus. God, we loose and heal and right now to that place in Jesus' name. Devil, you are a liar. Healing is the children's bread. And we are God's children. And that's our food. So we receive it now in Jesus' name. So God, as we thank you, we praise you, we bless. And God, we surrender. We bind every spirit in this place that's unsurrendered. God, we bind it right now. Everybody that's not submitted to the authority, we bind their spirit in the name of Jesus. Everybody submitted to somebody. God has an order. Christ is head of the church, the whole church, God. You've given Christ pastors to lead the church. You've given husbands to lead the family. I bind every out of order spirit right now in the name of Jesus. If you're under somebody, I command you to submit in Jesus' name. Because the vision will not tarry, God. We're ready. So we give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we give you the praise to everything that you've already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.